Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg. I have another Q&A here. I say it at the beginning of every one of these that you don't have to be a customer of Learburg to ask a question. Cindy, my wife, is an excellent dog trainer, better dog trainer than I am. I can't get her to come on the camera, so I have to read them. But this is a good one. My puppy is now 10 months old. Per DNA testing, she is 76% German Shepherd and 24% Belgian Malinois. I adopted her from a shelter when she was 3 months. She has always had a great food drive. Her toy drive has kicked into high gear recently, and her food drive and appetite have dropped off. Sadly, no vet near me has any experience with working dogs. She's not losing weight, just sits at about 63 pounds. I don't want to bring this issue up with my vet for fear that the office wanted me to give her some drug to stimulate her appetite. The clinics around me are very pharma-driven. Isn't that the case with human doctors and vets? She just has more fun with her toys, especially now that she's discovered that fetching is a fun game. Sounds like a really nice dog. Love your education tips, and I'm sizing her up for a keeper collar when she gets a little bit closer to her adult size. Cindy's answer is simple. She said, this is just normal behavior with high drive working bloodlines. It seems that the toy drive will often kick in after the dogs are done teething. So you can have young puppies will have more food drive, and then when they hit and get past the teething, then their toy drive comes out, and it gets stronger and stronger the older they get, especially if you promote it with your playing. Cindy says, as long as she's eating enough to maintain her healthy weight, don't worry about it. It's just not a big deal. Cindy goes on to say that we have a couple of videos that we would recommend. One is The Power of Training Dogs with Food, because we're reward-based trainers. That's going to help stimulate your dog's food drive, especially if you train them before you feed them every day. So your dogs have to go, if you're going to use food, your dogs have to be hungry when you go out to train. So you can build food drive in a dog through your reward-based training. We would also point you towards The Power of Playing Tug with your dog. If your dog has good toy drive, if the dog has good tug drive, you're going to use that in your training. So you might as well start as soon as you can after the dog is done teething. You don't want to play tug with a puppy when it's teething, because you're going to cause pain. It's just like a baby when they teeth. They're grumpy. They don't feel good. They don't know why they don't feel good. Puppies are the same way. So during that period of time, just leave them alone. But when they're done, then you can introduce them to the toys correctly. And if you do it, you build those into your reward-based training. It sounds like that's what this person is doing. So with that said, you can go to our website. You can read about The Power of Training Dogs with Food and The Power of Playing Tug with Your Dog. They're good, good videos.